future our people deserve. What does Janine think is in that box, Caleb?
I don't know, but she's testing Divergence. Searching for the one who can open it.
Find them. Every last one of them.
Janine's never gonna stop coming after us. It's time we fight back.
We don't have the numbers.
We will.
This is factionless? This is insane.
Janine claims you're all dangerous insurgents. If we were to combine forces, we'd be unstoppable.
Hey, Cody, you know what I realized about this movie?
It fucking sucks.
Well, oh, shit, that's a given, yeah. That's fucking... But, you know, I realized... Cody, there's been two of these movies already.
Yeah, two of them.
And yet, I still don't know what the fuck is going on in them.
Yeah, there are points... Granted, I haven't seen the first movie yet, man. There are points in this movie. They were just having this techno-blabble about these... Whatever the hell they're talking about.
Chronos? Some shit like that? Chronos,
yeah. Come on, God of War gods?
Yeah.
Helios? And...
Yeah. I think they said Thor one time.
Aphrodite?
Chris Hemsworth?
there's all these damn factions. I was like, I don't know what's going on. What the hell are they talking about?
You know what, now that you bring that up, this movie was 3 seconds away from being goddamn Assassin's Creed 3. I was like, what the hell are they talking about?
Especially with that ending.
Oh, yes. I was like, what?
I don't know which one looked more confused, that or Assassin's Creed, man.
I think both. I think Assassin's Creed is more confused. This one was just laughable. Let's be honest. This one, I ain't gonna, people, I was laughing halfway through. I was just like, okay, this shit. So, and someone was like, well, thank God they got good actors being here. I was like, you wouldn't be able to tell with this material. I'm sorry, because...
No, this material was pure shit, man. It was pure shit.
And I'm starting to question Shailene Woodley now. She was... Man, I don't know if that's just her, whatever. No, fuck that. That wasn't her character, because we even described the scene when she was supposed to be crying and shit, whatever. That shit looked fake and forced as fuck, dude. I was like, God. By the way, Cody, they have a motherfucking truth serum. Why the fuck are they in trial? Why don't you just give them the truth serum there or whatever? Like they putting handcuffs on people, talking about we're gonna sentence you to death and stuff and give you the Janine and all that, whatever. And shit. It's like, and then when they're like, you know what, we'll give you trial. And I was just like, okay, give the power to the people. As soon as they get down, they inject them with some shit, and then they start telling. I'm just like, what was the point of all this shit? Just over dramatic for nothing, dude. I was like, God damn, dude. Come on, speed this up, because this movie would not fucking end, Cody.
God damn, no. Almost 2.5 hours, I guess. Oh. Like 2 hours, 10 minutes, something like that.
I know it was 119 minutes.
Okay, so yeah, about 2 hours, 10 minutes. Okay.
God, dude, I thought it was longer than that, dude.
It felt longer. Yeah, because most of the movie was pretty much fucking boring.
Yeah, it's a lot of talking, and even because someone was saying, you know, well, you know, at least they upped the action in this one compared to the first one, and it was like, you know, the special effects look good. I was like, I even got to question that, because once again, we was talking shit about that after we saw the movie too. We was like, I don't know, man, some of them special effects look kind of hard. They look kind of shitty. I'm not gonna lie.
And even the action sequences, man, they were not exciting at all.
No.
Nothing, man. Like, they had that biggest scene in the trailer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow, that was... Okay, that's the one you're highlighting right here. That was bullshit.
Yeah. You remember the fight when it broke out on the train? I thought that was going to be like... some badass raid shit or something like that. Man, that was the most uneventful train fight scene ever. I was just like, okay, I don't even know. How the fuck are these two people beating the fuck out of a train full of 100 people? I was like, I don't...
Exactly. All these dudes in there, they're beating the shit out of all of them.
Yeah, exactly. And as a matter of fact, they call these dudes rebels or like, they're I guess they like part of like the militia group or something like that. You like, not one of them know how to fight?
Yeah,
getting their ass kicked by a 12-year-old looking girl, whatever, and a dude that looks like Wayne with the worst act I've ever seen.
Like Wayne and James Franco had a baby.
I was just staring at this dude. And you know, at first I was fine with him, but then Cody heard me say in the theater, I was like, it'd be nice if this nigga opened up his goddamn mouth or whatever and shit. It's kind of bothering me right now. So, he blended in with them other actors that can't open their mouth, whatever, like where his teeth is just closed and he's just like talking, whatever. And everything he's supposed to be saying is supposedly supposed to be meaningful, except for that part where he goes, "You're my mother!" Oh, and just throw. I was like, okay, man. The thing is, it's like, are we supposed to feel something for that? Because I didn't even know why they were arguing with each other.
I don't know. Apparently, she neglected him for an extended period of time. And
okay.
And feel for him because of that. I don't know.
And then the way it ended with his mother, just like, they trying to say, like, see, her son was right. She is. And it's like, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. Okay? Even when she shot her out, even I was just like, I still don't care. I was like, I don't care. Because you know what? All she fucking did was stand behind a goddamn glass wall talking to that old Kate Winslet's ass. Which, by the way, Wayne, you foolish. That girl was looking hot in this movie.
She did look good.
Yeah, man. That tight ass dress she had, I was like, what the fuck was Wayne talking about now? Yeah, fat.
Fat. I don't understand that at all.
That was some thickness, right? That was like, damn, she thicker than most black women. Shit, fuck. I was like, god damn. What a... And I see that our fine ass girl, Lenny Kravitz's daughter had to be in this shit. Because you know why? His father is in one of them, so you know, hey, she got to be another
that
one.
That is true.
Them Kravitz in the young adult service series, yeah. Man. I didn't realize how short that girl was when I saw her. I was like, god damn, shit. people, we talking about Insurgent, or I think they call this the Divergent series. Insurgent, whatever.
Yes, that's full title right there.
They got to put that in there, because if you just put Insurgent on, people are like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly. Car insurance place? What is this?
Yeah. It's funny because most people always go like, Hunger Games 2 or Hunger Games 3. That's lazy. Why they just can't give it a new title? Because nobody would know what the fuck it is. Whatever. I guarantee you put Insurgent on this and show the trailer, I'd have been looking at this like, oh, Shailene Woodley's got a new movie out. What is this about? I would have never knew this was a Divergent sequel, because you know why? I don't remember a goddamn thing from Divergent in this one. I like, because Cody kept saying, man, I'm just lost because I didn't see the first one. I was like, I seen the first one. I still lost.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, man, like, what is so special about this whole concept of Divergence, man? Cause I'm looking at Shailene Woodley's character. I'm like, okay.
She's boring.
Yeah, she's just... Divergent, what's so special about...
What I want to say, Jennifer Lawrence's character is boring. What I want to say about Shailene Woodley is she's an annoying bitch.
Goddamn.
She's... I don't even mean bitch like in, like, oh, she get... I do. She does get on your damn nerves, whatever, because she's throwing... She's got teenage temper problems in the movie and shit like that. Like, even on the train scene, they show countless shots of this girl balling her fist up, and I'm just like... you got no goddamn reason to be acting this way, okay? You don't understand, I watched my mother die or whatever, so you gonna fight the whole world? I mean, shit, like I said, you got one objective here. It seems to be your objective is all over the place or whatever, which was kill Janine, played by Kate Winslet's character here, but she's taking it out on everybody, whatever. And then they constantly had these dreams, whatever, just like, my boyfriend, he'll realize that I'm a threat to myself. And it's just like, is that supposed to be the story? Okay, goddamn, I'm sick of teenagers, Cody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what? I was gonna give a plot, but I don't even know what the fuck this movie's about.
Yeah, it's been very opened up with some Terminator Inside the Grid shit, some Tron shit with the cables.
Oh face. Man, this movie rips off so much shit.
Oh, dude, tell me about it. Everything.
Okay, like you said, Terminator, there's Tron,
Matrix,
Matrix, whatever. Hell, Jai Courtney looked like he was fresh off a Gotham set, standing next to Zaz.
Oh, yeah, he's like the first thing you see in the goddamn movie.
Yeah, exactly. I know this motherfucker shows up on screen with some goddamn piercings and earring. You looking at him, I was like, the rave is down that way, bro. He looked like he belonged with one of Zaz's crew, whatever, the transvestite gender, whatever and shit. I was expecting him to do cartwheels and shit out the damn thing. Hello! People was like, how was Jai Courtney in this movie? That motherfucker didn't get a lick of dialogue. That's how good he was.
Getting a dick most of the time.
Yeah, all that motherfucker doing in this movie is getting caught running. That's it.
Yeah,
Just running. Matter of fact, he had the most serious look on his face when he was running. Remember that scene in the woods?
Yeah, why did they cast him as a Terminator?
This motherfucker was just... Everybody else, like they're out of breath or they're looking tired or whatever. Straight face, just... Like, he was running a triathlon or something like that. I wanted to tell... Dude, tone it fucking down. Nobody else is taking this shit serious. Where this motherfucker acting like, this is going to be my breakout role right here.
Hey, I'm glad you put effort into something.
He's the Liam Hemsworth of this series. God damn, this shit is so generic to fucking Hunger Games. It's like, damn, I see, like, pinpoints of each movie now, whatever, like, this genius character. Okay. If you didn't know there was a Divergent sequel and you go watch this movie, you'll know then because they say Divergent 20 fucking times.
Oh, my God. Who was that saying? Oh, that was Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet said it. Even when the movie opened up, I think Shailene Woodley said it like 5 times in a row, right? I was like, okay, damn.
Divergent, Divergent.
I was like, we need to get the Divergent together. I'm a Divergent. This is a Divergent. I was like, okay, people... We found out why Divergent is a special in this fucking movie. Apparently they can open up a fucking box that tells you to hop a fence. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You gotta be kidding me, dude. Which, mind you, they rip off some Matrix shit to do this. I was like, when she said, oh, we need a Divergent at the special Divergent. Apparently they got percentages of Divergents here, whatever shit, because they had the machine talking about 40% of Divergent. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Is that like some half Super Saiyan shit or whatever? Something like that? Like, what do you mean? How the fuck are you half Divergent or something like that? It's either you a Divergent or you not a Divergent. Like, they getting... Like, this Divergent seems like it's some in your blood shit. Like, it's by chemical shit or something. Like, it's like, what the fuck? Like, her mom was half Divergent and her father wasn't, whatever. So, you know, she became 25% Divergent or something. That shit was ridiculous to me. I was like, okay, goddamn, dude.
I don't understand the math of this movie works, man.
No. And then Shailene Woodley. And this is why I got kind of pissed off in this movie. I didn't tell Cody about it. This is the part where I got pissed off. Because I was like, they scanned 4 people, whatever. Everybody, 10%, 20%, 40%, whatever. Shailene Woodley, 100%. And I was like, okay, we're not going to go that route, whatever it is. She's the special one out of the ground. I was like, oh, God, we
live. Ripping that shit up again, the one, Neo.
God, we literally, and throughout the whole series, I'm going back to the first in this movie too. You don't see a damn thing of why this girl is fucking special compared to everybody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna ask you, man. Like, what did she do in that first movie to make everybody like follow her and get attached to her?
She fucking talked and walked and there was some running a little bit.
Okay.
A lot of dialogue, exposition of shit that you still didn't know what was going on. But you know, you're like, hey, the second movie will probably clear. Nope. Fucking nope. Shit. This movie spends so much time talking about shit. And mind you, everybody in here is acting the same.
Yeah.
Everybody. They on the... And I'm not talking about like on the level of like, oh, just bad or good or anything. I'm talking about like they all got this dramatic upbeat tempo to them where you just like look at them and it's like, damn, if you was to blindfold me, I would pull like everybody is the same gender or whatever, you would think that it's the same person in one movie.
You're not lying.
Everybody in here is just brewing. The only one I thought was bringing something, at least like a little bit of something, was Miles Teller.
I agree. Yeah.
I was like, damn, at least. Because his character is the only one that felt like he had personality.
Yeah, he's the only one that kind of made sense to me. He's like out for himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, fuck y'all. He's like, that bitch cut me. You goddamn right, I'm a fucking. Which, by the way, that was the most ridiculous. Okay, I was like, come on now. They're trying to make Shailene Woodley some badass in this movie. He's just like. I highly doubt her little ass is going to flip Miles Teller's big ass. Mind you, he don't look that big, but he's bigger than me and Cody. I mean, yeah. Shit. And this little ass girl flipped a table on him, whatever. And my guy is like, come on now. All right. Divergent don't mean you got fucking powers. It just means you just... Which, I still don't know what Divergent means, to be honest.
You got boxes.
And that gay ass shot at the ending. When they got... Mind you, you know what? I thought I saw that billboard. You saw a Transformer sword that said "Remember Chicago."
Oh gosh.
Cause you know this was based. That was based in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, that's supposed to be Chicago. So I was looking at that. I was like, damn, is that Transformers 3 right there? Remember, it's a sequel. I told Cody I was waiting for some Titan to just come running, smash it through a wall, whatever. The way they shot, because the way it was shot at the end, because people was like, oh, the cinematography looked beautiful. I was like, that shit looked like it was out of a weak-ass anime or something like that. I was like, that did not look good to me. I don't know about you, Cody, but you remember that shot they did? I was like,
play that damn music. Yeah, I remember that.
That shit looked green-screened as hell. I was like, that does not look good at all, actually. I was like, they got a bigger budget on this film, and yet some of the shots in here, I was just like, they look amateurish or cheap or whatever. I mean, give Hunger Games at least credit in that. It's like, they shots don't look nowhere near as fake as this movie did.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still trying to think of a plot here. Okay. All right, I'm gonna try or whatever. So we return from the first film with Shailene Woodley's character. They're on the run because now they're fugitives or whatever, because Kate Winslet's Janine character, she pretty much blamed everything that happened from the first film on I guess Miles Teller, Shailene Woodley, who's the dude that played her boyfriend, Theo James. Yeah,
Theo James.
By the way, his name is 4 in here. I mean, because he don't want to go Tobias. I'm just like, I wouldn't want to go by that nigga's slave name either, but you know. And we got Ansel Elgort in the film as well, who, mind you, played in one of Sammy's favorite films of last year, Fault in Our Stars, playing Shailene Woodley's boyfriend.
Yeah, this dude was such a fucking pussy in this movie. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jesus. Once again, dude, personality is something. I mean, and once again, you don't even get why either. Cause, and they try to tell you, too, it's like, because I forgot the name of his group or whatever, because he was a boat builder or some shit like that, I guess. Just they weren't fighters, they were builders, or whatever. So when he sees shit go down, he's just like, you know how I was. I can't be like this, or whatever, and shit. And we gonna get into that ending when everybody just turned for no goddamn reason. It's like I'm lost now. I literally got more lost as the movie went on. I was just like, Jesus Christ. But so Shailene Woodley, she's out for blood. She's angry. She's like, you know, they made me kill Will, and my mother died, or whatever. I'm going to kill Janine, or whatever. You know, I'm going to go back and get her. I like how she keeps, they're trying to make her such a strong woman in here, but yet she never wants to go out to kill Janine on her own. She got to keep telling everybody about it. It's just like, well, I'll go do something about it then. I love that line Miles Teller told her, too, at the when she tried to decide to cut his ass, too. And she's just like, hey, I'll watch your brother, you know. So on the event that, she's like, what do you mean by that? Just so you know, you don't get him killed as well in the line of fire, just like you did your parents. I was like, damn. I was a cold-blooded. That was probably the most interesting line throughout the whole fucking movie. I was like, all right, damn. It came a point where I never thought I'd say this. Miles Teller, you too good for this movie.
I'm right there with you, man.
You were fucking too good for the movie. Like, at least he brought some kind of... Because this movie, it tried to have so much tension in it, whatever. It's just like, I don't feel anything. But at least when he, because you don't know how he is. He's like the wild card of the group, whatever. It's like to say shit. Like, you're thinking they friends and shit, but he's saying shit like that. He's just like, yeah, I don't trust that motherfucker. So, which, by the way, you ain't got to like him or hate him, whatever, but he brings something to the movie.
Yep.
Shit. Next, you know, we find out Theo James, I guess he got, his mother's alive. Everybody's like, oh, hey. And then there's a lot of talking about this box or whatever that opens up, which every Divergent that's opened it or tried to open it when they hooked them up to this Matrix machine, they died or whatever. And just like, this must be a really intense thing to do then. And then when you see Shailene Woodley do it, he's like, this is the most simplest ass thing I've ever seen. You gotta be fucking kidding me, man.
It seemed her first test was the hardest one, which is also puzzling.
Yeah, exactly. I'm guessing it's saving someone, or saving a loved one. I don't know, or confronting your fears or something. Like, I guess her fear was she couldn't save her mother, I guess. So I'm thinking like that, so she saved her or whatever, which... it was complicated, but even that one was still kind of to a T. And mind you, why do you die in this? Like, once again, they were trying to rip off that Matrix shit. I get that part, whatever. Yep. It was ripping off the Matrix. But I was like, this is... So wait a minute. You mean to tell me these people that created this box made it seem that you have to be hooked up to this machine to open this box. And if you fail, you die.
Yeah.
What a fucked up bunch of civilization we got about there. But yet, this is the people that these people look up to. I'm just like, wow, man. The way to throw in some religion in there. You see where I'm getting at with that, Cody, right? Fucked up religion stories. Gotcha. All right. So, Theo James' mother, who's played by Naomi Watts or whatever, she's in here, and she's out for blood. Let's be real, whatever and shit. And she's like, let's get a war. And the next you know it, there's scenes was coming out of nowhere, Cody. Like, yeah. One minute they in this fucking rebel base where Theo James' mother Naomi Watts is in here. Very next scene, they walk out. They'll be like, and their brother just leaves for some odd ass reason, whatever.
It's not really explained well.
And she didn't even go after him neither. She's just like, this whole movie, she's like, I gotta protect my family, what's left of them, whatever, because you know my mother died. Yeah. This nigga just said, I'm not going with you. Walks away, just like, and then the very next scene, they just walk, and it's like, you know, he can make decisions on his own. It's just like, damn, you didn't even try. He didn't even fucking try. It's like, I would have joined the bad guys too then, whatever. So, which, by the way, once he tells the story, they don't seem that bad in it, whatever. He's just like, oh, so Shailene Woodley, she's just an evil teen right now, just trying to get revenge, basically. I mean, I'm lost on who's the bad guy here, to be honest. I really was lost. I was like, I don't even get it no more. And I don't know if it's not necessarily I don't get it. Maybe it's because I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like nobody to root for in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. let me finish so we can talk about that brother right there, whatever. Because that scene where he turned, that was some bullshit. So like I was saying, they get to the very next scene where the brother leaves, and then the very next scene, it seems like they're in the suburbs.
Yeah.
With a group of people and shit, and I'm just like, why do they keep talking about we ain't got the numbers in this film?
Oh, bullshit.
Man, I was looking at this shit like...
Remember that sequence? Well, I guess you'll get to it. When they attacked that, I forgot what the place was. The place where, Danny Day Kim's character.
Okay, yeah. They keep talking about we ain't got the numbers, yet they just came from a rebel place that's full of people. Then the very next scene, which, it took them a 2-minute walk to get to... people just waiting on them to... is that Four and Triss? They weren't even outside. As soon as they walk in front of the door, wherever, everybody just came storming out the door. Like, they was looking out the window and shit, like, oh, I was like, you gotta be shitting me. So then, they get some bullshit ass scene on the rooftop with Shailene Woodley when they take this truth serum shit, which, my only thing I appreciate out of this scene is that I finally saw a movie with an Asian where he wasn't stereotyped.
Yes, oh, thank you.
That motherfucker was talking normal as shit. I was like, wow. That was beautiful, man. Because we saw a trailer. Hurrah, Pac-Man. Oh, I was like, oh, gosh. At first, I was going to go, you know what? Maybe that's just how Asians talk. Maybe I never really paid attention. And then I see this movie and go like, no, that's bullshit now. Now I know it's bullshit. Okay. It is some straight up bullshit. This dude is, he speaks better English than I do.
Exactly.
This dude, as a matter of fact, he was smooth with it too. He was like, he was talking sense. I was just like looking at it, I was like, damn. I was more puzzled by that alone than I was what was going on in the movie right there. I was just like, this guy is speaking some perfect ass English right now. Not a man. I wanted to stand and applaud. I was like, Ken Watanabe, dude, what's your problem here or whatever? But, so we get some bullshit scene of Shailene Woodley on the rooftop talking to some little nigga kid or whatever you think is going to. You think
it's Usher's little brother?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what was the point of that? I was like, I like thought like he's gonna say I'm in love with her. Like, or like, oh,
yeah,
love.
Yeah, like gonna try to hit her or something. I was like,
okay. Yeah, love triangle. Let's start the love triangle or whatever and shit. And then no, yeah. He's just there for no. Man, you could have put anybody in that goddamn scene because what happens here is, Janine's character, they just come out of nowhere or whatever. I'm just like, wow, y'all headquarters is in the middle of the open where everybody knows that, huh? Okay. Okay, they stick little devices in them where apparently, not only there's some bullshit here too. These little devices, mind you, Cody, they control your mind. They said, matter of fact, they brainwash some people. Why the fuck Janine just didn't brainwash Shailene Woodley to come to her?
Well, I think they explained that because it didn't affect her at all. Because I guess that's something to do with.
Oh, because she's divergent. Yeah, that's right. Whatever. Why they just didn't pull it out of her then? Oh, which, by the way, they didn't pull it out of her.
No, they didn't.
Okay, I'm... All right. Which, by the way, people, three of them brainwashed, talking about deliver yourself, Shailene Woodley, whatever, whatever. They got over 100 people standing there going, oh, They need two women to run up these stairways to catch two of them. Meanwhile, the other one just fell to her death, and everybody just watched.
Right in front of Theo James' character, who was right there.
None of them ran to the edge saying, "Go ahead and jump, we'll catch you." But if they just let this bitch fall down, I'm just, and then they looked at it, and then everybody's crying and dramatic and depressed. I'm just the only one sitting, me and Cody, the only one sitting in theater like, well, we supposed to be feeling sorry for them? Because I'm not going to feel sorry for ignorance now.
No, I can't.
You easily could have saved her. There was no reason for that chick to die. I mean, everybody here could be saved. I never once felt tension or threatening to anyone here, so... Fuck it, that's the end of the goddamn synopsis or whatever. Pretty much, Janine needs fucking Shailene Woodley to open up a fucking box.
Uh-huh. That's basically the gist of the plot.
Yeah, because right, apparently they want to... Janine believes there's something in there to tell her how their people can survive. And this is like, survive from what? I don't even see what the fucking threat of this world is, to be honest.
Right.
I really don't fucking see it. You look like you live in Mega City 1, okay? I get it. All right, yeah. It's a shit town, but guess what? Gotham don't look so pretty neither, so... a lot of other shit towns too as well. So that brother Ansel Elgort played Khalib.
Yeah.
Not only is this character bland as fuck, this dude switches to Janine's side, and at first he's like, oh, betrayal, whatever, but then he explains it and he's just like, oh, our mother, which on his part I was like, well, I guess that is a pretty fucking good explanation. Like he said to Shailene Woodley, she's like, our parents would be disappointed. He's like, I don't give a fuck what they think, personally. They let all those people die because Janine wanted this box and they refused to give it to him. And they didn't give it to him, so next you know, all these people died and they still didn't give it to him. So I'm just like, well, he got a fucking point there. Fuck your parents, you know? All these fucking people died for this box, which, by the way, like he said in the movie, she ended up getting it anyway, so.
Yep.
Which, by the way, she buried the box in their house. Shailene, your parents ain't that goddamn smart, apparently, either.
Especially when you figure out what's inside that damn box.
Oh, my... And then when you get to the ending, she's just like, Theo James, we gotta get out of here. They're coming for us. No. She wanted this box for a reason. My parents didn't hide this box in our home for a reason. There's something in here that I must discover. I have to solve this, whatever. And then when she finally opened it, some fucking hologram came out saying... There is civilization just like you, Divergent, in the woods. Come behind the walls. We're waiting for you. And then it just ended. You just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
That shit was hilarious.
Anybody could have fucking opened this box, get this goddamn message, man. It don't make no sense. Where they're like, only the Divergent is the special one right now. You got billions of fucking people, which, mind you, we don't have the numbers. Bullshit. But did you see them herds of people, Cody?
Herds
of people, man. This was like a herd of cows and shit, swarm or something, whatever. They showed you a shot of this wall, and then they showed you shots of all the people just running toward this wall, whatever. You look, and you're just like, we don't have the... Get the fuck out of here. If anyone that didn't have the people, it was Janine's people, because all she got was Mekhi Phifer, his fat ass. Brother, I never thought he'd stoop to this shit. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't trying to say this dude is a profound actor or nothing like that, but what the fuck was he doing in a teen young adult novel?
Bills, man.
Somebody was telling me that Octavia Spencer was really great in this film. I'm like, oh, she didn't do shit.
She's there 5 minutes.
Man, I was like, come on now. She didn't do a goddamn thing. And that bitch could not get that look off her face, whatever. When she's sucking in her gums and shit, like, he's just like.
That's the Octavia Spencer look.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it looked like she was getting ready to sass somebody. It was just like, okay. Shailene Woodley had the same problem. She had that Kristen Stewart problem going. She kept biting on her lip and shit throughout the film. I was just like, okay, man, I don't know if the character is supposed to be doing that, but you don't know. Fuck that. Even if the character is supposed to do that, that's not a trait that anyone wants to see when watching a movie. It's like, all right, you still repeating that shit. It's like, Cody, one of the main problems with me is it just didn't make any goddamn sense, and I was bored.
Yeah, that's the biggest fault of this movie, man. It was fucking boring, and it was nonsensical.
It made no fucking sense. They were making such a big... I think one of the biggest complaints I had, though, is... There's a lot of dialogue scenes in there, a lot of exposition. And, you know, I don't even want to say exposition because exposition is supposed to explain shit.
Mm-hmm. fucking thing.
Hey, this shit didn't explain anything. No, so let's just say conversations between a lot of people was going on in this film. It's a lot of dialogue exchange between each other. I never once understood a damn thing nobody was talking, because they were using some goddamn alien slang or something like that, whatever. Hey, especially in that scene with the Asian dude, you had no choice but to look out of a window and go like, oh, wow, the birds are looking nice today. Because you felt like you was eavesdropping on a conversation that wasn't for you.
Yeah, especially when your two leads, they have no fucking chemistry whatsoever.
No.
And they're giving shit dialogue. It's like, oh, God.
Especially when that scene was leading up into even more bullshit.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on trial with a truth serum. What? 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 You have this technology, you mean? Why don't you inject Janine with it then?
No idea.
Like, because apparently this Asian dude, he wasn't like below Janine. Apparently they were all in some council together or something like that. Whatever. And she's just like, then why don't you stand trial for her or whatever and give her this thing or whatever to find out the truth? Like, I was lost as shit. There was a lot of questions in here. There's more questions than answers here. And by the second movie, there shouldn't be that many damn questions.
No.
Especially for a young adult novel, when the basic premise was, let's get revenge for Janine or something like that. But apparently, the basic premise here is, we gotta find this other civilization.
Yeah.
Hop the fucking wall, bitch. Goddamn shit. Matter of fact, you ain't even gotta hop the fucking wall. There's a goddamn... They showed you in that shot. There's a door. There's a door to the wall. Just go... You mean to tell me... And the funny thing is, I saw Maze Runner. I like that movie a lot, whatever. Maze Runner had almost the same concept of that door and that wall, whatever. It was just like... At least with Maze Runner, their thing was... everybody that's went through that wall has never came back. Or they came back in pieces or some shit like that or whatever and stuff. Nobody never makes it. And yet they still had guys was like, don't you still want to try? You're curious, whatever. You mean tell me out of all these damn people, not one person was curious?
Not one
wanted to just be rebel, run across. All these rebels they had, you would think, they got nothing but weapons. You would think they want to run out there because they were just like, nobody stepped foot out there in 20 years. We don't know what's out there, whatever. It's like, you mean to tell me all this shit y'all got and not one person got curious to run out there or anything like that? You got to be fucking kidding me now. Yeah. Come on. Come on now. Y'all got much more people than the Maze Runner. And even the Maze Runner, they fucking took chances and ran through that goddamn maze. And they had to go through loops through of that maze. But matter of fact, they knew exactly that. They seen the creatures in these damn mazes and shit. You didn't see a damn thing in these walls here or whatever, and yet people still going.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, they showed you a screenshot. All you saw was some abandoned fucking machine outside or whatever and dirt.
Yeah, that was it.
Dirt. If living in the world with Janine is so goddamn bad, I think you would take the chance and just fucking say, fuck it, I'm going to go out there. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Christ, people.
Man, the premise of this shit is stupid as fuck. I'm sorry.
It's mind-boggling stupid, man. I don't understand it, man.
I remember we had a talk about this when they were talking about somebody asked if they were gonna make a McDonald's movie. What a stupid premise in Hollywood. And I remember saying, I don't think any premise is stupid in Hollywood because, you know, Social Network proved, you know, anything is possible in fucking movies that can go on. As long as you have a good... And I would even say, if you told me this premise, I would be like, I don't think it's the best, but hey, it could work. But when I watched this shit on screen and figured out what it was about, I'm just looking at it like, wow, that's stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
It don't get no stupider than this. Find another. Wow, this is. They seriously ripped off Assassin's Creed too? Why you at it? Like,
hey, man, that should be the next movie spoilers poll question, man. How many properties does Divergent series rip off?
Fuck, dude. God damn, dude. At first I was joking about that joke or whatever, but now the more I think about it, I'm just like, nah, that shit really is ripping off Assassin's Creed as well. Shit. God. And you know what? That Matrix shit, that could be a thing called the Animus, too, if you want it. Mm-hmm. God damn, it's all right, man. Man, this movie's a fucking job. Oh, man, you know what? I never thought I'd be saying it. I felt bad for Miles Teller.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I can see that.
And coming off of Spectacular Now, Whiplash, and shit like that, you're like... Wow, this guy has proved that he can be a dramatic actor or whatever and shit. And you see him in something in this where he's just like, well, you know, he's in here with a good cat, well, decent cast, if you will. I mean, this cast is kind of like the B-list you'd go to if you couldn't get they A-list stunt doubles. Because I personally, Shailene Woodley, some people would say she's just a C-level to Jennifer Lawrence or whatever, which I would say they both on par with each other when it comes to these young adult novel films or whatever, if you ask me. But Miles Teller, I never thought he'd be that. He's probably the best fucking actor in this whole goddamn movie.
Yeah, he is.
As far as track record right now and as far as his performance in this film, I was just looking at him like, wow, I never thought I'd be saying this, man. You are definitely better than this young adult shit. This is something you start off with. And you've had you've had a lot of movies down the road. I think you way past that start off point right here. So I don't know if this movie was just rushed because maybe that's what all the young adults, I don't know if it was rushed because they're coming out year after year or something like that. Just funny, like the Assassin's Creed games. and mind you, around the same time too, because the first one came out around this same goddamn time. So last year, same with these Hunger Games films. They're coming out around the same time every year. So I don't know if they just speed rushing this shit or something, but whatever it is, it's starting to show because I remember you saying in church, at least I was like, maybe at least there's a little bit more action in here. And action, I'm sorry, it looked like shit to me.
The only one action sequence I admired was her first sin test, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, the one where she saved her mother.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, oh, this one has more action. When I saw the trailer, I was like, yeah, this one looks cool because of that action. I was like, that looked badass. It looked cool in this one, too. But overall, man, those other sin tests were some bullshit, dude. She did pass the second one, remember? She spared your life. And then it just lit up. I was like, okay. That goddamn box is the cube of destiny, okay? And then they had some bullshit-ass Man of Steel fucking sequence in here. I was like, okay, man. Man, where you brought it up earlier where she had to fight herself. And then, herself is like, every time she moves, the world is just being destroyed. Like when Superman throws a punch, you see ripples in a face and shit like that. That's exactly what's happening. It's just like, damn, now y'all ripping off Man of Steel too. God damn shit. Y'all done ripped off video games, other young adult novels, other movies, sci-fi movies, and now comic book movies. So it's like, okay, damn shit.
We can't forget her infamous sequence though, man. The best sequence in here when she does that slow motion run.
And that's on Shailene Woodley too. Did you see the look on her face when she did that? She looked confused. I don't know if it's. She shows no emotion in this movie whatsoever. No, she has the same look on her face throughout the whole fucking film. At least in Hunger Games, I can say Jennifer Lawrence cried. Shailene Woodley ripped off Kristen Stewart in this fucking film. God damn. All right, fuck it. This movie's a high fucking. It's a mighty old high fuck. I was going to give it a simple. No, it's a mighty old high fuck, man. It's boring. It does nothing. I didn't even say it has to do anything original to be good or whatever. Because a lot of movies rip things off. I'm fine with that, but it blatantly rips it off and then makes that shit look even stupider or whatever. I was going to say the cast in here, man. The cast in here is horrible, dude. Either they're wasted or they're giving the most. Their dialogue almost felt so much similar that, once again, you could have closed your eyes, gave the dialogue to somebody else. It would have been the same exact emotions you would have had. The tension in here is weak. The dialogue in here feels like it was just tended for one person to say because everybody feels like they're saying the same shit over and over. The performances in here are just bland or whatever. They're just in the background. The cinematography and even some of the action sequences, they look like shit. I'm sorry. That for something like as big as this supposedly with this budget and shit like that, I was expecting at least some good shots here. And I've seen some fucking foreign films with a budget of $5 million that look better than this shit. Which would go me back to The Raid, which was cheap as fuck. And I would say their action sequences with some of like the car scene itself, whatever, look way more advanced than some of the fucking movies, the shit I saw in this movie here. So yeah, it's a mighty old high fuck. I hated this movie, dude.
Mighty old high fucking.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say I blame you, man. I think I'm right up there with you. I should have known this movie was going to be bullshit because there were three primary red flags before the movie even kicked into gear.
Yeah.
You remember that slate of trailers we saw?
Oh, we didn't even talk about that, dude. Oh, mind you, people, to get warmed up for this movie, we get here about 5 minutes early in the theater. We see the little, hey, welcome to AMC previews. We see that shit. And then we get into almost over 20 minutes of trailers.
Yeah, easily.
And there were summer trailers at that, too. And he's just like, this is some of the worst shit I have seen back-to-back, nonstop. I would say the one with the most interesting concept to it, and even that one gets derailed, was that damn Blake Lively film. Just because she doesn't age throughout the time or whatever. It's like, oh, you could probably do something cool with that. And then it was like, oh, love. And it's like, oh, well, there goes that story. Every other trailer before that was some bull. What was it? I think one was called Max, the dog.
Yep, Max. Yep.
It's like, really? Really? We going to do a fucking movie about a dog and a boy stopping a dude that turned against his brother in the war, in the army? Okay, all right. Then there was another one. I don't even remember what the fuck. I think it was based off a book as well, where I spent the night with this girl. She goes missing. She left me breadcrumbs. I'm in love with her. I have to go find her.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah,
man, fuck that movie, dude. But I don't know who that girl was. I think it was her sister or something like that. But she was like, do you love the girl? I'm in love with her. Then let's go get her. I was like, nigga, you was with her for 3 hours.
Hollywood, man. I do not understand how love works.
And why would she go through this much trouble to leave him breadcrumbs? Where it's like, okay, man.
Yeah, she's doing some Kevin Spacey with seven shit, dude.
Oh, my God. I like it. Only he would find these breadcrumbs.
Jesus, really? So you know him top to bottom.
God. Man, fuck that. That's a movie of fucking. Oh, Harold, don't forget about that movie.
Pixels.
I remember I used to saw a smile on my face. I was like, oh, this looks good. Then Adam Sandler, I was like, oh. Then Kevin James was the next shot. I was like, oh, God. And Donkey Kong. No shit. we got the creator over there. And then Harold Pac-Man. I was like, wow, he's doing it the worst than all of them I've ever seen, where he's slurred like a motherfucker.
I ain't fucking trying, dude.
God, continue, Cody.
Yeah, Jesus. So, yeah, that was the first red flag. Then I realized, this is the same director who did R.I.P.D.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Which, mind you, you know, at least in R.I.P.D., that last action sequence, you could be like, wow, this should have been what the whole movie was about.
Yeah, goddamn.
You know, so that means this dude is getting worse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Pulling some Neil Blomkamp shit on us.
Yeah, not lying. Then, in the very final one, movie levels up. Who's the first person you see?
Jai Courtney. My friend, that motherfucker. Did you take him serious when he stepped out of that car?
Oh, come on now.
I remember we laughed our ass off as soon as the movie opened up. People probably looking at us like, what in the fuck is wrong with these two?
We were laughing through most of that movie.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. We were. There's a lot of shit in there to be laughing at. I ain't gonna lie. Like, why does she keep seeing Miles Teller dead? Like, I thought that was, at first, I thought his name was Will, because when Zoe Kravitz kept asking, where's Will at? And I was like, why she didn't tell him? He turned to the bad guy's side, because every time she kept saying Will in her dreams, Miles Teller kept popping up dead. And I was just like,
wait, was that Miles Teller?
It looked like him, was it?
I don't think that was him.
Okay, if it wasn't, I thought it was. That one where she was dreaming at night, I thought it was him, because he had that same hair and shit.
Yeah, he had a similar look, but I don't think that was him.
Okay, well then, fuck him then. Yeah, we couldn't stop laughing at Jai Courtney's ass, whatever, because this dude's got big ass earrings and these piercings in his fucking eyebrows. He's just looking at him like.
She kept the boomerang right there.
All
right.
Okay.
Yeah, man. The characters in here, man, I'm not attached to any of them, dude. The Lee's fan, the chemistry they have together, which is not existent. They had that fucking lovemaking scene that like, it comes out of nowhere.
All you was waiting for was hallelujah.
Man, those two, they did not look right together at all.
Did you even think they were a couple? I mean, I didn't think there was a couple until I first saw them kiss when that lovemaking scene. That was the first time they kissed throughout the whole. That was the first, and I think only time they kissed throughout the whole. And when I saw it, I was just like, oh yeah, they are together.
Yeah, I thought that was him and his little brother.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Not to mention the music in here.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
This shit at the end of the film was 2 seconds away from hearing goodbye. My way home. I was like, you know what? If they'd have played that when they were showing those shots of all those people running, I'd have been like, wow, that fits this, actually.
Yeah, man, this movie just full of a bunch of fucking nonsense, dude. It's like a bunch of conveniences too. Cause remember that sequence where they raid the what's her name? Janine's crew. They raid the camp wherever they're at.
Which and one? They, the one Octavia Spencer or?
No, the second one.
The, oh, okay. I don't know what that fucking place was.
Yeah,
like,
I forgot what it was called.
It was like, yeah, they had a name for it. It was like the headquarters of fucking I don't, I'm so lost.
See, they infiltrated. They shoot, like, all these people. Who, another funny sequence where they run up the fucking, all those women. They just come basking out of the rooms.
I know, that shit was hilarious. All you hear was scream. I was like, mind you, only three of them that could fit in this hallway to shoot them. Yet they managed to shoot almost 30 girls down this stair. I was just like, okay, that's a little impossible right there.
So everybody, they're raiding this compound, whatever, and then nobody's around to help them out. Nobody. But out of nowhere, they save Shailene Woodley's ass. Really?
Meanwhile, they let a bitch die, too.
Really? What the fuck is wrong with you?
John Courtney shot some dude or, yeah, I think it was a dude or a chick or whatever. He's like, oh, you're only 10%? Well, that's no good to me. And he shot this dude. And then as soon as they're about to shoot, take Shailene Woodley, the Theo James and them come out of nowhere and be like, actually, we've been here the whole time. It's like, what?
God damn. The fuck is wrong with you people?
I think I agree with Shailene Woodley's brother. You guys are a bunch of fucking assholes now. Shit.
Jesus Christ, man. Yes, that's one example of the fucking nonsensical shit in here. Then we get to that goddamn ending, man. Jesus. That third act was the biggest fuck you of all. Entire third act, man. I was like, wow.
Usually,
I'm jumping the shark. My God.
Usually the third act in these kind of films are supposed to be getting better.
No.
You know why? Because the third act is supposed to be the action scenes. That's supposed to be the all-out where the battle or whatever and shit. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm tired of the third act being that. I'm not. I'm not. Because when it comes to just talking for an hour and a half and that last 30 minutes is going to be, I'm fine with that shit. Because this last 30 minutes was some straight-up talking about shit that was either, I was like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that's what this whole series is about?
This shit? Yeah. What's that blue box opened up? You saw that blue hologram. I was like, what the fuck is that? Juno?
No, you know what they got that from, right? Halo.
Oh,
that Halo. That's fucking Cortana.
Off number 15.
Yeah, go, you go. Fucking Cortana. Yeah, people. Cortana was in this fucking movie.
Jesus Christ. And then the ending shot is like some thick ass Zion ripoff shit. You see how you're sunlit and all that. I'm like, oh, God damn. Fuck this movie. Then that last shot is Naomi Watts reconvene with Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet's character, yeah. Cody, go ahead and explain that. Cody, explain that. Cody, explain that shit.
Let's explain that.
I don't even remember what she said, because Janine was, she said something, then they one was just like, too bad you won't be around to enjoy it, or some shit like that. He just like, I was I supposed to feel like, was that her death supposed to say that, oh, Janine was the good guy?
I don't know, man.
I was lost. I was just like, were we supposed to give a fuck that Janine got shot?
Yeah, I was like, wow. I mean, you haven't seen when Naomi Watts and Kate Winslet, and I don't give a fuck about it.
That's amazing. A first.
Amazing.
The only thing I kept thinking about, which would make this film better, is in that action. Oh, well, not in that action. That cinematography shot where they were all running through the woods, smiling and shit like that. It's just like, why the fuck are they smiling? Ain't a damn thing funny about this, whatever. The only thing I kept thinking about, man, I wish a Titan would just come smashing through that fucking, like, just through that wall. That'd have been like Batman Begins, whatever, when they showed the Joker car for an Attack on Titan movie or some shit like that, whatever. Because the only thing I kept thinking in my head was this shit. I was like, damn, where the fuck is a Titan that goes smashing through this shit? Oh, Cody, what would you give this, though, man?
It's getting a mighty old fucking, man.
Yeah.
I
really think I can't remember the last time a second movie confused me more.
Seriously.
Might even fucking confuse me even more. Oh, man, two high mighty old fuckers. Well, Cody, it's going to get worse come next week. Well,
yeah, I know. I was about to bring that up. 2 more weeks.
More midnight movies for us, right?
God, man. Next week, man. I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, I think, man, we're going to have to get, we're going to have to eat this time watching that shit. We have to fucking.
And that's going to be a crowded screener for some reason. I just feel it.
You know what? We're going to have to sneak alcohol in that one, then.
Yeah, Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Cody, bring a flask. I'm not bullshitting you. We got to sneak out on that one. Oh, God damn it.
Fight you.